What's in a name? A lot. That's the argument being forward by Radio Adelaide today. Australia's first community radio station was shocked by an announcement from the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that the local ABC radio station will take the name ABC Radio Adelaide from the start of next year. The Wire's Bonnie Parker spoke with Ian Evans, chair of Radio Adelaide, to get a response.
This is an attack on Radio Adelaide by the ABC. They're hijacking our name. They know that Radio Adelaide exists. They know we've been in the marketplace for many decades, and it's just breathtakingly arrogant of the ABC to choose to use the name Radio Adelaide.
What impact do you think it would have on the station?
The ABC has a bigger marketing budget than Radio Adelaide. They're taxpayer funded, we're volunteer funded. So I think the marketplace will become confused, and what that means is it'll be a battle for listeners. It'll make it a lot harder for us. So we hope we can take the appropriate legal action to prevent them using the name.
So what is the next step?
We've already written letters to the ABC this afternoon. As soon as we found out, we've sent lawyers' letters off to the ABC expressing our outrage and asking them to stop using the name or not proceed using the name, and then we'll take further advice from there.
In terms of the approach, are you hopeful that you will be able to
We are hopeful that we can stop them using the name. The reality is that Radio Adelaide's been in the marketplace for many years. It's in exactly the same marketplace as the ABC, which is the Adelaide radio marketplace. It is just breathtakingly arrogant of the ABC to knowingly make this decision when they know that Radio Adelaide exists in the radio market in Adelaide. Our board intend to fight it every step of the way to the best of our resources. We hope the ABC see sense, come to a different conclusion, and that's certainly what we'll be working toward on behalf of Radio Adelaide.
This wasn't done with any consultation. Would your position be different if they had consulted you, or what would you have said if they had consulted you?
Firstly, the ABC sent us a courtesy note a few minutes before they announced it publicly. There was no consultation. We immediately responded with our legal letter. Had they consulted us, our position would have been exactly the same, that we want to protect the name Radio Adelaide. This is all about brand protection. It's our brand, it's what we trade under. So we would have said to the ABC, simply don't do it. Pick another marketing theme that doesn't include the words Radio Adelaide.
And this won't affect places outside of Adelaide, it's just Radio Adelaide?
As far as we're aware, there's no other capital city impacted like this. This is only a Radio Adelaide matter. I think that added to the reasons why the ABC probably proceeded, is they knew there was only one station involved. They're a very big station, taxpayer-funded, based in Sydney. We're a small station, volunteers-funded, based in Adelaide. This is a David and Goliath battle, and we're going to take them on.
What's your message to the ABC?
My message to the ABC is they can go and get stuffed and leave Radio Adelaide alone. We're going to fight it all the way to the bank.
Ian Evans, Chair of Radio Adelaide, speaking with The Wire's Bonnie Parker. The ABC were contacted for comment and responded with a statement that the ABC has received the correspondence but will not comment at this stage.